A podcast exclusive from Cosmetic Surgery Times from the April 2008 issue. Snap Happy. Before and after photos can be a powerful tool, but consistency is crucial. Whether you need to capture before and after results of a cosmetic procedure for patients or for publication, photo systems can be one of the most valuable of all office tools for a cosmetic practice, yielding everything from a portfolio of a surgeon's work to documentation in medical legal situations. Today, the surgeon's toolkit for capturing patient before and afters runs the gamut from simple digital cameras to UV imaging, simulation software, and multi-component state-of-the-art lighting and positioning systems. Apples to apples. For all the high-tech bells and whistles, however, the most critical factor for before and after comparisons, consistency often remains highly questionable, even sometimes in the most prestigious medical journals. It's really appalling to see some of the inconsistency out there, laments Ashish Bhatia, MD, an assistant professor of clinical dermatology at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago, who spoke recently on the subject at the American Society for Dermatologic Surgery annual meeting. So many factors in an image can be influenced by poor lighting or positioning, and they can cast doubt on the quality of the true results, he tells Cosmetic Surgery Times. On the other hand, he adds, you might be doing a really beautiful treatment with great results, and you may underrepresent it with photos that have poor consistency. Dr. Bhatia outlines three basic steps to help achieve consistency with patient photography. Number one, positioning. Positioning is a key in taking consistent photos, he says. There are plenty of positioning systems, but some can take up space and take time to use, he explains. We have a few in our office, and they're great for studies, but not necessarily when we're taking pictures on a busy clinic day. As an alternative, Dr. Bhatia instructs his staff to use a standard format of two frontal views, two lateral views, and two oblique views. Some tools, such as Profex Ultra 2 software program, help with positioning by enabling an overlay image to allow for patient alignment in before and after photos. Number two, lighting. The use of flash, ambient lighting, and white balance need to be consistent across all photos, Dr. Bhatia points out, as even the most subtle variations can cast shadows or illuminate areas, distorting results. The background of a photo also comes into play as regard to light. A common mistake, he notes, is to use a daylit room as a studio. People will often use a room with big light discrepancies due to different amounts of lights coming in throughout the day. That will change the color of the pictures, Dr. Bhatia explains. So a suggestion would be if you use a room with a window, make sure it has opaque blinds so you'll allow a good color consistency. Number three, background and subject. Few offenses are as widely and blatantly committed in before and after photos as changes in the patient's appearance, changes unrelated to the treatment. Variances in items from makeup and facial expression to hair color and jewelry can severely distort before and after comparisons. Dr. Bhatia's solution? Bar them all. We have patients remove all makeup and jewelry for the photos and have them put their hair back in the same type of hairband each time, he says. He also uses black bibs to cover up clothing. In addition to covering the clothes, the black bibs offer an ideal background for the patient's face to stand out. It's important to remove all of those distractions so that you can accurately compare the images. Perhaps the most difficult factor to precisely control is a patient's facial expression, as even the slightest differences in expression can make a wrinkle appear or disappear. Dr. Bhatia says one helpful tip to nullify facial expressions is simply to have the patients close their eyes if it's not an eyelid procedure. They tend to make fewer expressions and react less when their eyes are closed, he suggests. I find that really helps. Promises to keep. A host of imaging programs are also available to the cosmetic practitioner. Among them, programs like Canfield Scientific's Mirror Imaging software allow simulation of results from treatments such as Botox or fillers. But Dr. Bhatia expresses some caveats in their deployment. Simulation programs may have benefit for something like rhinoplasty or breast surgery, but you have to be careful not to promise anything based on simulated images, he cautions. They could really lead to unrealistic expectations, and that's a position you don't want to be in. When performing any type of patient photography, it's important to remember to get consent, especially in the age of HIPAA. Some physicians simply add a photography consent clause to their basic patient consent form. But John Starr, MD, says he's found an even better source, his own liability carrier. I asked them specifically what kind of consent they wanted me to have, explains Dr. Starr, adjunct clinical professor of dermatology at Stanford University. They were only too happy to help. They actually gave me the forms to use. Another good source for photography consent forms that addresses specific state requirements is colleges or universities, adds Dr. Bhatia. If you're on the faculty at a university, try the medical photography department, he suggests. Most universities have them, and they'll craft the consent to your state laws. The camera never blinks. The importance of before and after photos is nothing new to cosmetic surgery, but in the recent era of non-invasive procedures that can have a very gradual onset, such photos are more key than ever in showing patients improvements they may not see themselves. Patients want less invasive, more natural-looking procedures, and a lot of therapies that give those results do so very gradually, Dr. Bhatia stresses. So if the patient isn't very patient, they can become disheartened it pretty quickly. They can truly forget what they looked like over time, so you want to allow them to visually confirm the results of treatments. It can further protect you from patients' wrong perceptions, and it reconfirms your skills and treatment if there's a question. Furthermore, it gives credibility to our field when you use good photos in your presentation, he concludes. Shoot first. The bottom line is to be sure you take before photos in the first place, because once procedures begin, you won't ever have that chance again. If you don't take a good before photo, it's a completely lost opportunity, advises Sue Ellen Cox, MD, founding medical director of Aesthetic Solutions of Chapel Hill and clinical associate professor at the University of North Carolina Department of Dermatology. You'll have plenty of chances to take after shots, but you'll have no way to gauge them if you don't have the documentation of the before baseline. For more information, Canfield Scientific Inc. at www.canfieldsci.com, Profect Medical Technologies at www.profectmedical.com, or PhotoFinder Systems Inc. at www.photofinder-systems.com. Snap Happy, a podcast exclusive from Cosmetic Surgery Times from the April 2008 issue.